This is intake officer EAE, intake number 2016-070206. And I'm here with Ms. Thompson. Ms. Thompson, do I have your consent to record this interview?
Yes.
Good, thank you. All right, so let's start by looking at the relationship that you have with Mr. Elliott. What's the nature of your relationship?
Right now, ex-boyfriend.
Okay, how long were you guys dating?
For a year, about a year.
Did you guys live together?
Yes.
For how long?
Roughly about 3 months.
Why did he move out? Did he move out or did you leave?
No, I just went back home to my parents' house.
Okay, and has there been any history of abuse or violence in the past?
There has.
Okay, can you tell me a little bit more about that?
He has lost control and has yanked me into the wall, busted the side of my jaw, the one of the edges. My face is swollen and a little bit bruised. And then I did have thumbprint marks on my hand.
And these were all different incidents throughout the year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and are there any police reports associated with these?
There is not.
Is there only one back in February?
There is.
Okay,
and that happened in Miami, him grabbing me.
Okay.
And this happened in Columbus.
Okay, but in Columbus there's no police report.
Right.
Okay, I understand. All right, so why don't you walk me through what happened on the 16th?
So the 16th, I picked him up from the airport. Everything was fine. We went home, just was hanging out. And then we had gone out that night, came home, and I asked him why a girl was calling his phone at the type of hour in the morning.
What time was it?
Around 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock, his phone was blowing up.
In the morning? This was Saturday, correct?
Saturday, yes.
Okay. And then what happened? Did he respond to that?
He did. He said, "Don't worry about my phone. Worry about yourself." And then he started cussing at me, calling me a bitch, got out of bed.
So he started cussing and calling you a bitch and what else? I'm sorry?
And he got out of bed.
He got out of bed. Where did he go?
Came over to my side, dragged me out of the bed, and then he threw me up against the door in his bedroom. Then he placed his right hand around my neck and started choking me.
All right, just a second. How long did he be choking you?
About 20 to 30 seconds.
Was he saying anything to you when he was choking you?
No.
No, okay. And then what happened? So he's choking you, and what happened?
So then he lets go, and then he clenches his fist, and he goes to try to hit me in my face. I bring my right forearm up to cover my face, and I have a bruise there. And after I started crying, he asked if I was okay.
Did you respond?
I did.
What did you say?
I said, "No, I'm not okay."
What did you say after that?
And then he started to tell me he was sorry that he didn't mean to put his hands on me.
when he was, so he only tried to punch you in the face once?
Mm-hmm.
Close fist?
Yes.
You said he was choking you for about 20 to 30 seconds. Did that leave a mark on Saturday?
Yeah, it left this mark over here.
Okay. So a bruise?
Yes.
Okay, so he's saying sorry to you, that he's sorry that he put his hands on you. What happened after that?
He just started talking to me normal.
Like nothing happened?
Yes.
All of this is, so you said when you asked him it was 5 o'clock in the morning, so this ran into like, this was in the morning still?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He starts acting like nothing happened, and then what happens after that?
I tried to get my stuff and leave, and he told me he didn't want me to go anywhere, to lay down in bed with him.
Okay.
So I was scared he was gonna touch me again. So I just listened and I laid back down.
Did you fall asleep or?
Yes.
You did too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. What happened when you woke up?
So we woke up the next day perfectly fine.
This is on Sunday?
Yes. Sunday the 17th. We woke up the next day.
And what happened?
And he was like, later on in the day, we slept until about 3-4 o'clock.
In the morning or?
In the afternoon.
Okay. And then?
And then we just went about our day. Still didn't want me to leave. My puppy was at his apartment and everything with me. Wouldn't let me take any of my stuff.
You told him you wanted to leave the apartment? How many times?
Multiple times. Probably about 4 times.
Okay, and then what happened?
So then Sunday night, he had plans with his friends, and I had plans with mine. And he left his house keys with me because he left before me. So then I came back, and he was threatening me, telling me he was gonna smash my car window and smash my headlights out, key my car, and if I didn't unlock the door.
I'm sorry, why did he start threatening to damage your car if you left?
Because I left and I wasn't home before him Sunday night.
So both of you went out that that day?
Mm-hmm.
And he was expecting you back at his new apartment?
His previous apartment.
That's previous been, apartment, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so he's expecting you, and while you were out, was he calling you?
He was calling me, texting me, everything. I got home, and he snatched his keys from me. And then he took his right hand and like twisted my left arm. And I have like a little thumb print right there.
Okay, so it resulted in a bruise. What did you do with your car keys?
He didn't do anything with my car keys.
So, I mean, when you got there, he took your keys, right? Was it to the apartment?
So I have my like own like key.
Okay.
And then his keys were like on like a lien.
Mm-hmm. Then you're okay. All right. So he twists your arm with his right hand, and it resulted in a bruise. Did he say anything to you while he was doing this? No.
No.
Okay, what happened after that? Why did he release you?
his best friend Alvarez from his childhood told him to let go of me.
So this was in front of people?
Yes.
Okay. And he listened to his friend, he let go of you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then what happened?
And then we kept arguing.
In front of
Alvarez.
Is this all happening inside the home or
yes.
Outside? Okay.
Inside, in the living room.
Who else is there, just you three?
Yes.
All right, so then he lets go of you, you guys continue to argue. What are you arguing about?
The past, we had broken up for a couple weeks. I was going to move on, started talking to another guy. He didn't like who I was talking to.
So you broke up with him?
Yes.
How did you guys end up getting back together?
He texts me all the time saying, I can't lose you. I love you.
Okay. And so what upset him? What was the argument about? I know you were moving on, but what is it that triggered?
That triggered? It was kind of like if I question him, then he's just going to like throw in my face, like, why are you questioning me when like this has happened in the past?
Okay. Then what happened? You guys are arguing. What happens next?
So we were arguing, and then he was like, I'm going to leave for the night. So then he gets his stuff and then calls one of his friends.
And this is another friend, not the one that was still there. Okay, and what were you going to say?
But then he doesn't end up leaving because no one was answering to pick him up and let him stay.
All right, and then what happened?
So then I went back to bed, and I went to sleep, and then he came back and laid with me.
Were you still in fear at this time?
I was.
So, on Sunday, He took your right, with his right hand, he twisted your left arm. Is that the only way he touched you on Sunday?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So you guys are asleep. Now, are we into Monday now?
We're into Monday.
Okay. Can you tell me what happened Monday?
Monday, we were just packing this stuff up. I finally, did a shower and got ready while he was doing all of that. And then Monday night, so nothing happened at all like Monday during the day, but Monday night going into Tuesday morning, he picked me up.
He picked you up. This is on Tuesday?
This is Monday night going into Tuesday morning.
Okay. So you guys started arguing again on Monday?
Yes.
Then? Monday night?
And Monday night.
Well, about the same thing?
Yes.
Okay. So you guys started arguing, and what happens?
So then he goes, you're in my house, you're my puppy dog. I try to get up and leave. He goes, no, set the fuck down. Grabs me by my arms, throws me on the bed, says, don't move, listen to me.
You tried to leave and he said what to you?
He said, don't move. You need to listen to me. He takes my phone, my car key.
And then he picked you up with both of his hands.
Yes.
You're in the living room, right? When he told you to sit down, or you were in the bedroom?
I was in the bedroom.
So, okay.
To go out into the living room.
So he picks you up, and where does he drop you?
He picks me up and throws me onto the bed.
Okay.
And tells me to sit down.
All right, and then what happened?
So then I keep trying to get up, and he takes his finger and he points it in my face, using an aggressive point, going into my skin.
So he touched you with his finger?
Yes.
Where in your face?
He was going like this, like stop, on your cheek. Like I was looking away. And then he like kept like smacking my face to turn back.
Okay.
He would grab it like this when I would look away from him.
Did you feel any pain when he would do that?
I'm really sore right here.
Okay, and then what happened?
So then I get up and he's like, no, we're spending the whole day together. You have no choice but to.
Okay, and then what happened?
So then Tuesday keeps going on, and then Tuesday night. I'm trying to remember.
It's okay, take your time.
Tuesday night, we just stayed in the house. We didn't do anything.
Did he say anything to you on Tuesday?
He was crying. He said, I'm so sorry. He was like, I don't know what's gotten into me. He was like, all I want to do is lay here with you. And he told me multiple times that it was called tough love. He says, just tough love. I love you too much. So then Wednesday comes by. He tells me I need to go to my apartment to get clothes to go out with him. And then he sends me the address to the rental that he was staying at. In Short North, the 29 West 3rd Avenue. And so I went over there. We had dinner previously at Jinji. And then I went over there. We went out. As soon as we got home, picks me up, both of his hands underneath my underarms.
So this is when you return to his rental place?
Wednesday night.
Where are you? In the living room? In the bedroom?
In the bedroom.
And you guys had started arguing about the same thing?
I was sitting on the bed.
Okay. And then what happened?
He picks me up.
With both arms?
Yeah, underneath my underarms. That's where he placed his hands.
Okay.
Carries me out into the hallway, throws me up against the door.
What door?
Across from, it's like a storage closet door.
A storage closet, okay.
Throws me up against there, I fall, hit my head, I try to get back up.
You hit your head?
Yes.
Did you feel anything at that time? Like, what did you feel in your head? Like, dizziness? Did you black out at all?
I felt dizzy.
Dizzy, okay. All right, so you fall to the floor, and then what happens?
So then I try to get back up, He comes and he drags me, tells me I need to lay my ass down. But
where
he's
does
not
he drag you
with me? What was that?
Where does he drag you?
He drags me back into the bedroom. So then I try to get up to gather all of my stuff once again to leave.
Well, before you gather your stuff, what did he say as he was dragging you? Did he say anything?
He said, "Don't play with me."
Okay, so he drags you, he leaves you on the floor in his room. You get up to get your stuff.
To get my stuff.
Okay.
He goes, "Where's your phone at?" He's like, "I'll call Johnny for you." So he grabs
Who's Johnny?
Johnny is the guy that I started seeing when me and him broke up.
So was he being honest or was he just trying to take away your phone?
He was being honest. He took away my phone and dialed the number because he has Johnny's number also.
Okay.
So he dialed the number and said, he didn't answer. I was like, I don't care. So then I bring up stuff that's happened.
You bring up stuff that's happened?
I bring up stuff that's happened, like, meaning what he's put me through with multiple girls cheating.
Okay.
So then that's when I walked to the laundry room to make sure I didn't have anything in there, because the laundry room is connected to the master bedroom.
Okay.
And then I see him walking towards me. I turn around, and that's when he grabs my neck, pins me down to the floor.
He grabbed your neck with one hand or both hands?
He grabbed my neck on the end, pins me down to the floor.
To the floor? And he gets on top of you, or where is he?
He gets on top of me, starts shaking me. I start gasping for breath. And then he puts his other hand on top of it to pick me up by my neck.
How long was he doing this for?
About 40 to 50 seconds.
We can go on. It's okay? Okay. Okay. So I know this is really difficult, but you're doing good, okay? You're on the floor. He puts his hand, he's shaking you, you're gasping for air. He gets his other hand, puts it here to lift you. Where does he lift you?
He lifts me up and then he throws me.
Where does he throw
you? Away from my stuff. Throws me up against the bed.
Okay. Then what does he do?
He goes, "I'm not dealing with your dumbass anymore," and he lays in bed. He goes, "Try to leave and see what happens."
He says, "I'm not dealing with your dumbass anymore." What was that? What was it that he said afterwards?
He said, "Try to leave and see what happens."
Okay, and then?
So then I lay down, go to sleep, and I'm up an hour later, and I was so scared to get out of bed and try to leave while he was sleeping.
You tried to leave while he was sleeping?
I was scared to get up out of bed and wake him up.
Right. Okay. So then did you fall asleep or did you?
I stayed awake all day. And just laid there. He ended up waking up and he goes, "I don't know what's wrong with me." Like,
this is the next day on the 21st.
This is Thursday. breaks up and tells him he doesn't know what's wrong with him.
Okay. And what does he do anything else on Thursday?
He didn't touch me on Thursday.
So how did you end up leaving on Thursday?
I did. I left as soon as... So he left, and then as soon as he left, I left.
Okay. And then have you had any communication with him since then?
Yeah, we talked Thursday night.
What did he say anything?
I told him that I couldn't take this anymore and that I needed to get the police involved. And he was like, "Where are you?" He was like, "You're not celebrating my birthday with me." He was like, "You don't love me."
But he didn't say anything regarding what had happened?
No.
This was messages or over the phone?
Yes, this is text messages. And I do still have them.
He said, "You don't love me."
And then he also said that he was scared for us to be together.
Did he elaborate? On why?
What was that?
Did he elaborate on why he was scared for you guys to be together?
Because he didn't want to put his hands on me anymore.
Was that through text message?
Mm-hmm.
And you have that message?
Yes.
All right. So what was the last thing he said?
The last thing he said...
Did you tell him you were?
He kept FaceTiming me last night.
Uh-huh.
And calling me.
You didn't pick up?
I did pick up. And then I blocked his number. He told me I can get the police involved all I want. But he's gonna win.
This was over a phone call?
Yes.
Anything else?
And then he tried to tell me that I was lying. That no one is ever going to believe me. I'm just like every other girl.
And then what happened?
I told him that he needed to cancel the lease. And he said he wasn't going to.
To the apartment that you guys where he was previously at?
He co-signed for me to have my own apartment in Dublin.
Okay.
And I told him he needed to cancel it because he pays all of my bills. So I told him he needed to cancel it. Because I don't have any communication with him at all anymore.
And since then, have you guys stopped talking?
We haven't talked at all today.
Has he tried communicating with you today?
No.
Do you feel like there's anything else the prosecutor needs to know?
No.
Okay. My last question for you is, what do you hope will come out of this interview? What do you hope will happen?
Criminal charges, press,
okay.
And a protection order.
Okay. All right, if you have nothing else to say, this is going to conclude the recording, okay?
Okay.